inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
Spring is here, and that means local gardeners have a big to-do list ahead of them. Master Gardener Ed Bajarski joins us for the season's first edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Yes, it's spring here, and our local wildlife, we've got mosquitoes and bumblebees.
Oh.
I haven't seen a hummingbird or a bear yet, however.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, we should start attacking that list. So first, what about for those folks that didn't finish with their cleanup of their yard last year or last winter?
Definitely get your garden boxes and beds cleaned off, remove old vegetation. I've been in that process. Yeah, I've even been killing slugs, too, underneath that stuff. And then if the beds are not frozen, we can mix some fertilizer and compost into them, cover them up with clear plastic so that they can warm up for early planting. It's been an interesting March of dry and warm and wonderful. Some primroses, snowdrops, crocus are blooming. And cleaning up greenhouses, getting them ready, getting plants started indoors. I'm going to get my... get some tomatoes started this weekend indoors. Other folks will probably be starting different stuff too. Some have it already started. So it is a busy time of year, and I bet you there's some chiropractors seeing extra work from people raking their lawns and such.
Okay, and are there things, can we start plant, if our planters are not frozen, can we start planting things right into the ground from seed right now?
Certainly some stuff like kale, early mustard, spinach could go in the ground now. Covering them up with some clear plastic, again, to keep them warm, and raise it up, raise that plastic up off the beds a little bit too, to give at least a few inches of clearance, so that when we have nice, warm, sunny weather again, that the top inch, couple inches of soil doesn't get too warm as to cook the little plants. But definitely the other thing when we got to remember when we're starting plants that we need to be hardening them off before they go out there. So gradually getting them used to the change from our nice warm and bright indoor conditions to our much cooler conditions outdoors. So that's something we'll talk a little more about as we get farther along. But getting our ground ready and cleaned up. There's weeds sprouting. There's buttercups and a little mustard that can be pulled out. Get the weeds out of the ground now. Try to beat the rush.
What if you live in an area, though, that's kind of sheltered and you're still not getting enough sun, or at least not any high sun right now, and the ground is still frozen? Just to start covering things with that clear plastic and just to warm them up?
That definitely helps. If folks have, I don't know anybody who has that much snow, but in the past years where we've had a lot of snow, even sprinkling some wood ashes on top of the snow to help it melt off, or some sand, a little bit of soil, anything that's darker which will help hold the will collect warmth will help. And that's where the clear plastic with the sun shining through it can help melt stuff down faster. Yeah, I mean, poke a stick in the ground to see if you've got frozen ground. Mine hasn't been for a while out here, but certainly folks in the valley will have that problem. And as you mentioned, the places that are more shaded that don't get the direct sun yet will benefit by some of that soil warming.
Yeah, I noticed that my dog's droppings over the winter kind of accelerated the snow melt, but I'm not going to leave it there in the planting beds.
Yeah, that's definitely something to clean up and get rid of. I do not recommend composting that material particularly. But if you're thinking of something like horse manure, rabbit manure, or others, chicken manure and stuff, that might be collectible and used in compost or buried in the soil, bury it down 4 to 6 inches deep, which will then help it break down more quickly and will really stimulate the worm population, which again is very beneficial to releasing nutrients for the plants that we want.
Okay, and finally, garlic, that's something we should be paying attention to. Anybody who's planted garlic last fall, last winter?
Yes, check it out. Hopefully that you covered it with clear plastic or black plastic or tarps. I noticed the difference. Mine that was covered with the clear plastic is up, and I uncovered them. They're 2 to 4 inches tall, where I covered one box with black plastic, because that's what I had at the time, and it is much shorter, much more shy about growing. So that's a real obvious experiment, that clear plastic really helped with warming the soil and stimulating growth.
No, so avoid black plastic in the future then.
At least for the gardens, you want to cover at least with plastic of some sort to keep the ground warmer and drier through the winter. So black plastic if you have no other choice. But the clear will help you more now to warm up.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
All right, Matt, till next week.
Master Gardener Ed Byarski joins us for Garden Talk during the spring and summer here on Morning Edition here on KTOO Juneau. Till the rains come tumbling down.